Rob, one of the first things he started off on a bit of a negative, although I know we'll come to Mo and he thinks it's possibly a bit of a positive in a sort of blessing in disguise sense, is that Van Dijk hasn't yet trained with the team. Klopp saying it looks like he's going to be touch and go whether he plays. And I think it's sort of, it sums up what Liverpool's squad is in terms of certain people's minds. That we watched it in midweek, and I was actually quite excited looking at some of the names on there in terms of thinking, well, it's just a team that we played with in 16-17, which finished in the top four. And Matip and Lovren, once upon a time, was not a terrible partnership, particularly to be going into a game where you're probably not placing the utmost importance on. But then you watch that game, and now you're thinking, gosh, we need Van Dijk back. So it would be a blow if he wasn't to play a part on Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think if you'd reprised the Lovren Matip roadshow for a game against like Watford or Bournemouth at home, you might go, yeah, you know what, they're not too shabby. But we buy Van Dijk for the big occasions. We buy Van Dijk to close out games, to see us through against the bigger teams, to see us through against the teams who have aerial threats as much as anything else. And so it would be a massive worry. Me and Mo, we'll get into this in a minute. We've heatedly debated, what would you rather have missed, Chelsea or Napoli? My only thing is it didn't seem to sound like the most serious injury in the world. He lets him play against Southampton last week with that injury. Because he gets the bruised ribs against PSG, I think.
Right.
So he thinks, yeah, he's okay. But they begin to play on Van Dijk and he decides to go, no, let's get this over with and get off. It's not surprising that he hasn't trained, because I think the only way you're going to get bruised ribs better is by doing absolutely nothing. So I don't think that's a bad sign, because I think and also it's not like Van Dijk's a winger, a guy who has to run shuttles up and down the pitch the whole game. It's a more relaxed position in terms of mobility, so you can almost have him out for 5-6 days without training and then drop him in, I think, especially with a short injury like this. I also would posit that I think a cheeky little painkilling injection might not go amiss, with a view to perhaps letting him sit out Napoli. But as I said, we'll come on to that. I'm halfway between, you know, those who are worried about Van Dijk not playing, and Mo's like, yeah, he's going to play. I don't know. I wouldn't like to call this.